Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for McGeth Solar and Electric.
Yeah, this is Mark Geiger. I'm his supervisor.
Oh, hi, Mark. My name is Tara. I'm over at Multiclass. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to talk to you about listing McGeth Solar on the first page of Google for your keyword there in your area. And certainly you've used it before, right? Once you're used to lifetime user.
We just looked up Angie's List today.
Angie's List? Oh, the lead service?
Yes.
Oh, I'm familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar with a lot of companies that use it too. So it's paid per lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like it so far, or is it too soon?
It's too soon. We just, like I said, we just started today, and we just got our first lead in today.
Okay. Yeah, if you like something like Amazon, you'd love Google only because, well, with Google, the calls would be coming directly to you, you know, rather than through a third party. And then that way, you wouldn't be paying per lead. You just have to be in a position to generate your own money. And you see value in that.
Okay.
And so this would be, you know, when you have a light solar panel installation near me, it'll show the map of the panel area. It'll pop up the middle of the page.
Right, so we had to set up a page.
No, we would handle all of that for you. So,
and how much did it cost?
Yeah, I can pull that up. So the cost, and really the hard part about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost of the area. Available in that geographic area for the keywords in order to get to that position. And that's why we're assigned to that area. Some agents calling through to fill that spot. So if Silver Springs is only for you, how far are you typically traveling?
Well, according to Angie's List, we got it opened up in Marion County, Alachua, and down into the villages. And right now there's only 6 leads in Alachua. There is only 2 leads in Marion County. And I believe there's only 3 leads in, down in the villages, and that's it. So right now there's not that much leads for solar panels.
Oh, through Angie. Okay.
Yeah, so there's not much right now in this area for solar panels.
From people who are going to Angie's request that service. Okay. I can pull up that for performed in those areas. You're the owner there?
No, I'm the supervisor. Basically, I'm the salesman that's going through it. And it doesn't surprise me that Marion County doesn't have a lot of people wanting solar because there's going to be a bunch of foreclosures here in about another 2 years.
Oh, I see. And so as a supervisor, you would be the person that would make these sorts of marketing decisions or marketing?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Because, I also have my own electrical business, and I'm trying to help him out on what's going on. And that's where it's at. Because, you know, these houses are being built so fast, and they're going for like over $300,000. I don't know where you're at, but here in Florida, Marion County, we're the second place in the United States where everybody's moving to.
Right. Okay. No, I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, and for $300,000, you know, the people that are moving here, you know, Marion County don't pay, you know, people $30 an hour. You know, plus to afford a $3,000, you know, for a house payment. So I mean, these people, you know, that are moving from New York and from California, you know, they ain't going to be able to afford $8,000 much longer.
Wow, it's a mess. Okay, how long has this company been in business? Solar and electric.
Macbeth. Warren's, he's also, you know, he's also a master electrician, but he thinks that solar's going to take off, and I've been trying to tell him it's not. But there's a lot of remodels going on out there, and there's a bunch of an electric going off, and I've been trying to tell him that, but he's thinking that, you know, solar's going to take off, and I've been doing the research for him, you know, and that's what I've been trying to tell him. But, Warren's been in this area for several years, but he's just now trying to do solar. He's an older gentleman thinking that this is going to take off, and I'm trying to tell him that it's not. But I told him I'd do all the research for him.
Okay. So, side of it, I'm wondering if I can get some in under the reduction into the new business rate, just the business rate for our newer company. Let me grab Evan, my regional manager for the area, to apply that reduction for me. I will get you in that now, and then that way, if you decide you want that spot, we can go from there.
I mean, I still have to run everything through Warren, but, you know, I know that, you know, solar is not really taking off like he's, you know, somebody told him that, you know, everybody's jumping on solar, which they're not doing it because nobody's wanting to, you know, to jump on a $60,000 solar system.
Okay.
Or a $20,000 solar system.
Now, what about the EV chargers?
No offense. People that have the electric cars are destroying the world because the electric cars are heavier. The thing about it is, the people that have electric cars do not understand the concept. They are just listening to what the government is saying. The electric cars are twice as heavy as a regular car, number one. And the batteries, when the batteries catch on fire, the firefighters cannot, if you're in an electric car and it catches on fire and you're screaming for help, the fire department cannot come in there and rescue you.
Oh,
you have to
fire. Electrical fire.
Yes,
right?
Because they can't do that. Now, if that electric car goes in to a pond, everything that's in that pond is dead. And the tow company has to leave that car in that pond for a month before they have to pull it out. Before they can even go in. Then when they pull it out, they have to build a concrete barrier around that car, and they have to leave it there because that battery can still explode. Then there's no place for them to get rid of the electric batteries.
Wow. I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. Then with us, I'm here in, do you know where Ocala, Florida is? I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, I'm in California.
Okay, well, here in Ocala, Florida, an electric car cannot go to Jacksonville before you have to get it recharged.
That's what I've realized that with an electric car, I took a battery. I'm like, I don't know. Okay, oh, wait, I've got Evan here to apply a break for me. We'll do our best to make it hang in just a moment here.
Hi, Mark.
Yes.